and welcome back to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM radio, Lafayette College, located in Easton, Pennsylvania. Today we'll be listening to two composers in Johann Sebastian Bach and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, with their respective Cello Suite No. 6 in D major and Piano Concerto No. 21 in C major. We are currently listening to Bach's Overture Suite No. 3 in D major, and we will be starting today's show with Yo-Yo Ma playing Cello Suite No. 6 in D major, Prelude, Allemande, and Courante. I hope you enjoy. And now we head into number 2, Alamonde. That was Cello Suite number 6 in D major, part 2, Allemande. And before we continue on to part 3, the Courante, it is very interesting about this piece, and there's a lot of mythology and rumors about what exactly Bach wanted this cello suite to be played on, what type of cello. A lot of people would assume, and a lot of people expect, that it was written for a 5-string violoncello piccolo, or piccolo, which is a much smaller cello, roughly 7/8 the size of a normal cello, with a, or the fifth upper string, tuned to E, or a perfect fifth above the otherwise top string. A lot of people would expect this, and it's written in Bach's official manuscripts, the tunings of the strings, but never written the exact cello that would have performed this piece in his time. So many people would try to figure that out, and eventually we ended up with Yo-Yo Ma and the wonderful way he played it today. So, a lot of people would expect it to be that, but we will actually never know. So as we continue on to part 3 of the Courante, following will be the beginning of Mozart's Piano Concerto number 21. I hope you enjoy. And now we start Piano Concerto No. 21 in C major by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Enjoy!
Thank you.
And that was part one of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 in C major. And before we continue on to the Andante, which is actually in F major, I would like to say that this piece actually had a much different ending and a much different cadenza, although the original written by Mozart was actually lost. No one knows what has happened to it. It might have been damaged, but all we know is the original has been lost, so once again, the majesty and the music and the wonder and the mystery of classical music is... we will never know what exactly these pieces should have sounded like to these outstanding composers. It's really a lost beauty and provides much mystique and wonder to the ear, and to me at least, what could have been. What was Mozart's original intention with the ending of that piece? Although we will never know, we will hope to figure it out someday. Maybe some lost file in Europe will eventually uncover, but for the time being, it still is a wonderful, wonderful piece. And as we move on to the Andante, which is in F major, I really hope you enjoy and continue listening to Midday Bach on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Enjoy. Thank you. And as we move on to the final part of Mozart's Piano Concerto number 21, the Allegro Vivace Assai, this piece, and I'd like to introduce it to you, is a rondo, which begins with a full orchestra in a sort of jumping theme, so very prancy and jumping. And then after a short cadenza, a piano will join in and elaborate this theme and make it more intricate and introduce a lot more elements. And there will be a little bit of a call and response as the piece continues up into a point where there is a solo in the middle with a scale and arpeggiations that will really enhance the themes and before a final short cadenza before the main theme as the piece will end. This will be the final piece of Mozart we listen to today before going back to Cello Suite number 6 by Johann Sebastian Bach. I hope you enjoy, and without further ado, the final piece.
Thank you.
And thus ends our adventure into Piano Concerto No. 21 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We will now continue listening to Cello Suite No. 6 in D major, the Sarabande, the Gavottes 1 and 2, and the Gigue, as the show will cease for the end of today. I hope you enjoy, and once again, Cello Suite No. 6 in D major.
Thank you.
And as the clock approaches 4 o'clock in the afternoon on this October 29th, Monday, I would like to thank you all for listening to Midday Bach, as hosted by Ethan Semendinger on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, hosted in Easton, Pennsylvania. Once again, thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.